Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
The beef continues, I guess.
Ain't
I don't
no
know.
Beef,
it feels like there's
y'all
something
stop,
seriously
man.
Brewing here.
Y'all going to have a playmaker come in on Monday. You, Key, now I've been knowing Key for a long time, and yeah. Key is my guy. You're going to get the playmaker coming in. That's what he's going to sound like.
He does sound like that, exactly.
You I'll can't tell, you what, tell me. That Keyshawn, my guy, said that there's no way now. There's no way.
That's a really good impression,
that
actually.
That is perfect, actually.
It's pretty good.
I will say this, Jay, you do have to admit this. Key looks his cleanest in a Cowboys uniform, though, right?
Like
in,
oh, it
the
looked
uniforms
mean.
He wore?
No.
He looked the cleanest.
No.
In
well, you know what, too, I don't know. It's like, obviously, I've seen the Jets key. We've seen a lot of key highlights, right? Mm-hmm. The Tampa Bay key. Mm-hmm. But, like, I feel like the Dallas Cowboy key – like, knowing his persona, that connection.
Yeah.
Like, the only thing that might have been better than that is if Key were a Raider. You know what I mean? Ooh. Like, if Key were a Raider, that would have been scary. But the Dallas Cowboy connection is dope.
No.
It feels right.
Dallas Cowboy was
looks
more.
Right.
Yeah, Dallas Cowboys is right because I had a certain type of swag. Raiders don't have. They didn't have swag. Raiders are, like, mean. They, like, everything is mean-spirited.
But you could have brought that swag, like.
Yeah, it was
combined
different.
With that,
no,
like, edge,
different.
You know what I mean?
No, Cowboys is diamond earrings, mink coats.
Right.
It's swag. The brand. It's the stadium. It's Jerry.
Yeah.
So I get it.
That's
I get
you.
It.
Okay. Big no, personality, totally. You know, just.
Give me that, man. Give me that. Give me that off
of
your head.
Right there, though.
Give me that off your head. See, I had to climb
watching
and get
these
that,
highlights
too.
Right now.
I had to climb up
too.
And get that against them Eagles, Pat.
Yep.
And then this one right here, look at the feet. I mean, that's just. Routine.
We did see one, though, that you I don't know. They went out of bounds. Like, you dropped it, though.
No, ain't nothing dropped.
Which one was that? The
all in? No, I got
it. Have that highlight?
Today touchdown. With replay, I'm not sure that's a touchdown.
No, that was replayed in, too.
They did. They replayed
that? Today with replay.
Man, come on, man.
Why do you make it sound like he played in the 30s, Han?
Wait.
Touchdown.
I don't know. Wait, I don't know.
Touchdown.
He didn't play in the 30s,
he
huh?
Did not complete the catch. That is not a catch.
It gave me the touchdown.
Yeah, but he didn't. You didn't possess it through the ground. That is not
a touchdown.
I saw a little bit of movement. The ball moved.
y'all almost
y'all
made
cold,
me cuss.
It's funny. Evan said that in my ear just as I was thinking it. I was like, wait a minute, man. He dropped that, didn't he?
No, that's highlight, man.
I was just messing.
I'm a highlight. You know what's so funny?
You are a highlight. There's no doubt about that.
What's funny, though, Jay, is you know how you players like to defend their career sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
I don't like to defend. I don't need to defend my career because all I can do is go pull up the video, man.
Good,
I don't need
right,
to tell you nothing.
Don't, right.
Yeah. I don't, you know, because people, he was this, he was that. So, man, just put up. All you got to do is pay attention. Don't listen to the naysayers and the hype. Just watch the damn film. That's it.
Yeah.
I ain't got nothing else to say.
Yeah. You were box office.
I did what I was supposed to do.
But you were box office.
I wish I would have won a couple of championships. At least one in New York, but the Jets were smart, and they got rid of me. So, you know.
We were so close.
They were smart. They got rid of me. Why a receiver can't help you win a championship. Why not? Go get two defensive linemen and a tight end. That really would help.
Jeez. Yeah.
Well, that's what they did, Jay.
How'd that work out for us? See, I'm about
every time. Every time Mike Tannenbaum comes on the show, I see Key. I'm like,
how did that work out for you?
Yeah, how'd that work out? But I believe this though, guys. I do believe that stars do generate there's something about having stars on your team, and it gives you that swagger. It also gives you that confidence, that belief that you can be a great team. Stars are box office.
Yes.
They are that you can win. But you know, we just saw a 2-time MVP go for 47 last night on ESPN. But you know. J.J. Bredick brought up this great point with Scott Van Pelt last night when he said, if you had a chance to see one guy in the NBA just for one night, he asked, who would it be? And so I ask you guys, would Giannis be on that list?
How many people do we have on that list?
Well, we say you have one guy to see, so I guess the list is of one.
One guy?
I'm taking Steph if it's one guy.
That's how I feel, right?
I'm taking Steph.
Is Giannis even in the top five? Now, this is not Giannis hate before we start this because we have nothing but.
No, why see, one guy? Can I get
why
more
is Jay
than
becoming
one?
Such a parent right now?
Like, I can
Jay
afford more than one
such
ticket
a parent
to a game.
About this stuff.
I can afford more than one ticket. Can I get more than one?
What if you're like regular people like me and you can't afford to go to more than one game?
Yeah, I don't have to sit on the floor. I can sit. Gideons are important.
You know how much it costs to sit even up top?
Wait.
Gideons are important.
By the way, Allen, I just want you to say, Allen, I just want to say, when you're faced, how about normal people like me? Key look at you like, but I'm not normal like you.
That's right.
Yeah. No, no,
it was
I
such
get
a great whimsical look.
You looked at me like, I can't relate to you.
You know how many times in my professional career I've gone to stadiums with no tickets and bought Gideons and just said at
I
the
know.
Top?
No, no, you talked about Gideons, yeah.
Yeah, so
I got you.
I don't want to spend.
But I get in and I can't do what you do, which is like, hey, I'm Keyshawn. I'm going to move down here.
No, I don't.
Hey,
I'm Keyshawn, won't move. No, here. I don't want to move because then people like Jay will come and be like, you sitting in my seat. He going to snitch me out. You already know that. Jay going to tell the usher. He going to point. That guy in my seat right
right.
He,
get so, out.
He's got your voice.
No, but if I had the one seat, one shot to go watch somebody right now in the NBA, it's going to be Steph Curry.
Yeah.
It's not even a question. Now, if we extend that beyond one, then it's going to be LeBron James. And then you
how
say,
about five, Key? How about your top five most
five.
Box office players that you would pay to go see in the NBA right now?
Kevin Durant.
Okay.
But
I'm with you
James,
on that. I agree.
I get James Harden with that, so that's a plus.
Exactly. That's a plus.
Steph Curry, I get the Golden State
right,
Warriors.
Two.
LeBron James, I get the Los Angeles Lakers. Dame Lillard, I get Dame.
We're
and then five is going to be Trae Young for me. Because then I get like a crack version of Steph Curry. So, you know, that's kind of what I get. And I'm taking that five.
See, the Trae Young thing is because he's very
man,
electric.
I get to go to Atlanta.
He's electric and it's an ATL. I just, as a basketball, I love Luka. I need to see Luka. Luka would be top five.
I ain't ready yet.
Box office for me.
I ain't ready yet, Jay. I ain't ready to do that yet. He good. He all that. I know MVP candidate, the whole deal. But I'm not ready.
Why
to
not?
Do that. Just
why not? Not?
No, because probably because he hasn't hit that spark for me. You're a basketball guy, so you appreciate the Joker more than me. I wouldn't. If you gave me a car service, a dinner, and a free floor seat.
Don't take this opportunity to kill Jokic. He's not.
I'm not
don't
killing
do that to,
him. I'm
I know
just
where you're about to go, though.
You that I would say, "Hey, Jay,
stop, Yates.
I got something else to do." That's all I'm saying.
When really you didn't have nothing else to do at all.
Exactly.
Just go home and couch, sit there.
Something else.
Messed
sorry,
up,
something else to do is just lay on the couch and just.
And I like Luka. Luka, cool. I watched him the other night before he hurt himself. I'm cool with it, but I'm not. It's just that it's not there
that's
yet.
That's not. Then it's not box office. That's fine.
Like Paul George. Like, I'm not paying to see Paul George, and he's good.
Fifth on my list is LaMelo Ball. I'm telling you, he is fun to watch.
Still young like Luka.
Yeah, young like Luka, but just there's something about him. You talk about swag. You talk about all that stuff, the way he plays.
And
I
see him
playing
high school and all that.
Yeah, you've already seen him. But
so, Han,
that's
over
my list of five.
That's over. So your four is with Key and I's four, but your fifth,
my fifth
is LaMelo over Trae Young and over Luka.
100%. I don't.
Yeah, I can. You know what?
I can't be mad. I can't be mad at that.
I got Steph. So Trae is like, you know, that.
But
no
I was
frills.
Going. I wanted to go to Atlanta. That's why.
Well, you don't want to go to Charlotte? What's wrong with North Carolina?
No, I'm going to wait for him to come to New
wings,
York.
The wings aren't nearly as good.
Yeah, I'm going to wait for him to come to New York.
Oh, geez, Han.
What? What did I say? I'm just saying. No, I
barbecue?
I
lemon pepper, extra crispy, all flat.
Lemon pepper, there you go.
Come on, man.
Extra thighs.
He knows the order. No, I just feel like LaMelo and Luka is obviously a tremendous player, but Luka doesn't. Unless it's 2 minutes to go in the game and the game's on the line, then maybe it's breathtaking. But the rest of the game, LaMelo, there's just something special about him. Like, as Key always says, it just looks right.
But I told Jay about Melo. I told him and Perk last year when we started the show. I said, man, he's going to be one of the faces of the NBA. And they laughed at me.
Who? You're talking about LaMelo?
LaMelo.
Oh, yeah.
I would swap Trae Young out for LaMelo.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, I would. I would do
Jay,
that.
Jay, you want to make a change to yours or are you going to stick with it?
I'm staying with Luka, man.
You ain't going to go see the Joker?
Nope.
More, Donovan Mitchell?
That, all right. No, I'm not. No.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Max.
Stop
presented
doing
by
the air
Anthony
horn.
Edwards.
Progressive Insurance. All
I might go see a baby Keyshawn.
On the Goodyear Hotline. We're coming to you live from Seaport District, Pier 17, right here in New York City. Brought to you by Chase. So, all right. So is Mike Tomlin doing a little Motel 6 commercial? Or was he giving us a peek into who will start at quarterback on Sunday? Remember that commercial? You know, we'll leave the light on for you. We'll explain
next. I don't know.
Yeah, of course not, Jay. You're in the peninsula.
JM, ESPN Radio, ESPN 2.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Ooh, hey.
See, Yates found this from me. Yesterday, it just came up sitting in traffic, and I was like, okay, now I feel better. Arrested Development.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey.
Everyday people.
Brooklyn Bridge is great.
It is beautiful, yes. Keyshawn, J. Will, Max. Alan Hahn in for Max. And we were just, we took that conversation that we finished the previous segment and brought it into the break and started finding other names of players who we think in the NBA are box office, like top five, like you would want to see. We had Steph, we had LeBron, we had KD, and we had Dame Lillard. And that fifth, we kind of bounced around to different names. And one name that it's you would think coming into the league, this guy would have been box office, is Zion Williamson. But the problem is, I'd love to go see him play if only he'd play.
But I never felt like that, though.
It is something about him, man. When he's on the floor, eyes are drawn to him.
I just didn't. I don't know why. I just didn't. I wasn't.
What do you mean? What do you mean, Keith? I'm like, you didn't feel like he would pan out to be the superstar, or that you didn't feel like he would actually.
I think it was that because of the position that he played, and he was stuck in between. Mm. Right, he's stuck in between. For me, watching him at Duke, because you know I followed the Duke program very closely. it was. One of those deals where, okay, he's not a big, he's not a small, and he ain't big enough to be your four, but he's not skilled enough or shooter. He didn't have the shot to be your two or your three. So it's kind of like, what is he?
That was a big question.
Yeah. And so I'm like.
And Stan seemed to find it. Stan Van Gundy seemed to figure out, what was he? The guy that you put the ball in his hands and you make him a playmaker. He was a better passer than anybody really thought. Now, his problem is he doesn't play defense at all, he doesn't keep himself in shape. He doesn't. That's a reality.
Is he hurt right now because of shape?
He's hurt right
yes,
now.
Yes,
because
hurt.
Of shape,
no,
though?
No. Another injury to his foot.
I know he's hurt, but I mean because of shape, though.
Thanks for the Duke love, though. I appreciate that, Key. By the way, some SC love, USC love. Evan Mobley balling out this year, man.
He got hurt,
respect
though,
to you guys on that. I know he got hurt, but still was balling out. But, like, we used to talk about this in college, though, with him. I just said, like, when somebody doesn't have any mid-range game, Key,
that's
like with
I mean,
that size and that frame, with the way he's so athletic, I'm like, that just puts you in constant trouble all the time when you attack the rim. Like, that's – we've been having that conversation about Zion. But one of the names we didn't mention that I think should be in the conversation is Ja Morant. I don't know how y'all don't see it with Ja Morant. That dude is box office. Mm.
Speaking of box office, Tom Brady, you think he's box office? Yeah. He clearly is. You can listen to the Man in the Arena podcast, which is a 10-part series exploring how sports impacts our everyday lives through the lens of Tom Brady's career. It's brought to you by ZipRecruiter and available wherever you get your podcasts. The Steelers are always box office as well as a franchise. I mean, that's a team, as you know, with Mike Tomlin. They never have a losing season. That's enough to make you believe in them. But when they don't have Ben Roethlisberger, boy, last week – Mason Rudolph made you wonder. Life after Ben doesn't look great right now. And Mike Tomlin's even saying that right now Mason Rudolph will be the starter this week, but he is leaving the light on for Ben Roethlisberger to come back in time for the game.
If we get to a point in the week where Ben has an opportunity to get on a moving train, that's exactly what he'll do. He'll be capable of executing the game plan. I really have no reservations about that. I think he missed a significant amount of time of a work week last year when he was on a close contact list. And so he got back to us late in the week and performed. He's been injured and had personal discomfort in the past over the course of the 15 years that we've worked together. He always answers that bell. And so we'll definitely leave the light on for him.
So the Steelers right now at 5-3-1. And that AFC North with the Ravens, you thought they were going to run away with it, but they take that loss last week. Things really change. What are you laughing at?
Because I was looking at the picture of Coach Tomlin. He looks like Omar Epps, the actor.
He's always looked like Omar
Epps. Omar Epps can play him in a movie.
Facts. On that particular picture, though, I'm like, I had to look. I said, did they put up Omar Epps right there?
Did we make a mistake and take the wrong headshot?
No, I know.
Can we see that headshot real quick? Is it possible to put that
Omar Epps better play Mike Tomlin in the movie. He better play him.
Yeah, and there should be. Yeah, there it is. Why does he look surprised?
If that doesn't look like Omar Epps, I don't know who does.
He looks absolutely surprised. But, all right, so clearly Tomlin's saying we really, really need Ben to come back. And this is a franchise that was thinking about moving on from last year before they worked out the contract.
Yeah.
They trade for Dwayne Haskins. You think maybe he's the future. Mason Rudolph clearly isn't the future. Where is Dwayne Haskins, first and foremost, in this picture? And where do the Steelers go after Ben Roethlisberger's, you know, his career finally does come to an end?
You know, I sat here for the last hour and a half, and I've been kind of thinking about why Mason Rudolph and not Dwayne Haskins, and I came up with a couple theories. Mm. One is he's better than him, and they've seen Dwayne Haskins enough that they think Mason Rudolph is a better player and gives them a better chance to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
Or two,
that's not good,
is they've seen Haskins enough to think that he is the guy going forward, and they need to get a little more information about Mason Rudolph.
Well, I can
because
add to that story for you if you'd like.
I don't know why Mason Rudolph is playing potentially and Haskins isn't when he's young and he certainly has some ability. So it's like, what is it that's holding him back?
Well, there was a report. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
NFL Network, who said that Haskins spent warmups throwing lousy passes and checking his phone, despite the fact that he was QB2. Like, basically, you're one play away from getting in the game. And so the feeling is that the coaches were watching him, and they really weren't happy with his body language ready for the game. And that has been, you know, that has been a bit of the criticism for
him. So that's
what's
circulating right now is the immaturity factor is still there.
And that's a crazy part, though, Key. Yeah,
phone.
Exactly.
Not
and considering everything that's happened to Dwayne and everything he's been through, the maturity factor would be, I mean, because I'm trying to sit here to think, same reason like you, Key, like, why wouldn't Mike Tomlin give this guy a try? But obviously, those little things go a very far away when you think about Dwayne Haskins in general.
Yeah, it's disturbing, to say the least. And then you would say, where do they go from here? Maybe there's a quarterback out there that they already kind of know that's there.
Aaron Rodgers.
Mitch Trubisky.
Interesting name.
You know, guys on one-year expiring contract type deals that they may be able to poach Aaron Rodgers, for instance, out of the conference, NFC, AFC. So that's an easy deal. You know,
but when
Russell
you've had
Wilson.
Ben for as long as you've had, like when you have a guy like that, as long as you've had him, it's that comfort zone, that's that you know, security blanket that every year I can rely on this position being filled, and that's gonna expire very soon. And the hardest thing for any franchise, like we've seen some franchises where they have their franchise quarterback, they replace him with another one.
Yeah,
and
they
you
have,
move on, and you're fine. And then there's ones
like,
that go years
a guy like
to
Ben
find the
who,
replacement.
A guy like Ben, who's been in and out of the lineup the last several years, you would think that the Pittsburgh Steelers would take somebody and put him behind them, even if they were going to keep Ben.
Well, that's what Haskins was supposed to be. That was the
plan.
Well,
they picked him up off the streets, though.
Yeah, but the plan was sort of like, see if we get him in our culture and
see
if they can
if
help
changed,
him mature.
But you're not,
he's taking selfies with fans before the game's even over with, and they're side-eyeing him going like, what is this dude doing?
Yeah, he... That may be a little bit of an immature thing. And then when they didn't select the quarterback last year,
right,
draft, you have to think that they didn't see a quarterback that they felt was going to give them stability like Ben did. So maybe they see something that's out there that we don't know anything about. I just mentioned Mitch Trubisky because I like Mitch Trubisky. So
yeah, and he's in a place where they're definitely rehabbing his
career. I like him. People don't like him. I kind of like him with the right situation and the right system. I think he can flourish and it'd be a pretty good quarterback for somebody.
Well, that's why I was kind of shocked that the Steelers didn't decide to get involved in the whole Cam Newton sweepstakes, because I thought Cam would have been a perfect fit considering if this is the way they do feel about Dwayne Haskins and you watch Mason Rudolph play last week and you're like, that ain't the answer either, why wouldn't you be involved in that? Because maybe they get involved into the Deshaun Watson scenario, depending upon how the one plays out.
But you gotta think, though, Jay, when you have – there's a lot of people that are insecure in their jobs, in life in general, not just sports. And when you bring somebody in that was a former MVP, even if you are on an expiring contract and that guy is struggling at the quarterback spot, people will boo for a Cam Newton to get on the field. So a Cam Newton's not done. He's not a done player. And people know that. And if he's sitting on your bench behind your star future Hall of Fame quarterback and that guy isn't playing well, the next best thing is the backup in the NFL. The NFL loves the backup quarterback.
Oh, yeah, most popular fans, player on the team.
Most popular player going. And imagine that happen and being Roethlisberger sitting there. You know, and on top of that, Cam didn't want to be a backup. Cam wants to be a starter. And guess what? When the opportunity presented itself with the Carolina Panthers, what did he do? He got in his car, went and signed a contract. And he'll probably be starting this Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? I was going to say, guys, it's like as a person who talks about teams and is a fan of teams, you always want to see a team get better. That's why you explore.
Which team are you a fan of? In our heads,
well, a lot of teams. I don't have to choose one. Only in basketball, I'll choose one. But that's why I wanted to explore Cam Newton. But there is a sense as an ex-athlete, the loyalty there, I do respect that. By saying, okay, Big Ben, you sacrificed X amount of years with this team. You were the face of this franchise. Scenario's worked out. We're going to let you ride out. I respect that by the Rooney family.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number as we ask the question, do you trust your team's head coach quarterback combo can deliver a Super Bowl with Mike Tomlin, Ben Roethlisberger? They did. Not sure you trust that they can do it again. But let's ask Jim in Buffalo if he trusts his team. Jim.
Uh-oh.
Absolutely, I trust Brandon Bean and McDermott and Allen to do this job. They never break rank. They support each other. You know, it's really it's a team effort. And not to say that Allen doesn't fall back into bad habits now and again, like in that playoff game when he got sacked for like 30 yards. But, you know, he's a good, talented player. And as far as falling out of love with who you got, it's so easy whenever you have all these collegiate players being showcased every Saturday and guys like Mel Kiper Jr. putting up these mock drafts about where this guy should go and where that guy should go. And, you know, the fans grab onto that, and it's got to be horrible for a GM to manage.
Well, the thing is about this year anyway, and thanks, Jim, for the call. And that's for the Bills. Yeah, I would think there's a lot of trust in the trio that you mentioned, the front office, the coach, and the quarterback. How rare is that trifecta to have trust in all three pieces? But, you know, this year's draft doesn't have that. Like last year, it was five guys we were all going crazy about. You don't have that this year. So if you're a team in search of a young quarterback, this ain't the year.
Yeah, Sean McDermott has turned things around because I thought he should have been run out of town when he first got there. When he pulled the bench Tyrod Taylor for Nathan Peterman, I was like, yeah, he got it. He don't know what he's doing. But then eventually Brandon Bean, which is a good friend of mine, a general manager, eventually got it turned around and got it going in the right direction. They picked up Stephon Diggs, and Josh Allen has been a different quarterback ever since then.
All right, let's ask Diana Russini what she thinks about trust when it comes to front offices, quarterback combos, and also what's going on in Pittsburgh, among other things. KJM, ESPN Radio, Alan Hahn in for Max. Joining us right now in the studio, Diana Russini. How are you?
Hi, I'm great.
It's great to see you.
Here,
yeah. Hey, Di.
I haven't seen you in like 10 months.
I had a baby.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I know.
I had a child, Keith.
You did not have a child, Jay. I'm talking to Diana.
Oh, geez. Oh, my goodness. I can't.
Yeah. I just came back. Today is my first day in studio. I took 3 months. And shout out to all the working parents, man. This I did not understand what this was about. Before I had my son, man, people with kids bothered me. You guys were annoying. You're all complaining, rushing around. I was cutting you in Starbucks lines. I was annoyed with you on planes when your baby was crying. Now my eyes have been opened, and my ears as well. And
that's good.
Man, it is on. It's incredible. You guys are all our heroes for being able to balance it all. As I'm learning here.
You're just always tired, Di.
I know. I'm kind of figuring this out, Jay. That I'm probably never going to sleep again, but it's okay.
No, I still think you're going to cut people in Starbucks lines because, you know, you are who you are, right? Like, I got to get here. I got to do things.
Need my coffee.
Yes. Diana Rossini giving us a Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. You want to play some hot news or not news?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's do it. Okay, so let's begin. And you know how this is, you know, the game's played, right?
Yeah, I listen to you guys every morning when I'm getting ready for my day.
Love it. Okay, perfect. So I'm going to give you the rules. So let's start. Hot news or not news. Kyler Murray says he's pretty close to returning to the Cardinals.
Not news.
Not news.
My reason?
Yeah.
I just thought you were good enough with that.
What?
I think it's going to come down to Kyler's decision anyways. I think last week, I think they wanted him to play. That's how I sensed it. I was reading between the lines there that the organization felt that he could go, but it came down to him. And once again, it's going to be his decision on whether or not he can go. And we know this is a guy who needs his legs. That's where he's most productive. And it's different than, you know, when we see a guy like, let's say, like Matthew Stafford, right, when he had his ankle injury. When you're a pocket passer, your ankle's not that big of a deal. But when you're Kyler Murray, it's essentially like having a sprained wrist for a regular pocket passer. So, you know, this is going to be crucial to him, and it's really going to come down to whether or not he's comfortable.
I say it's hot news, not just for this upcoming Sunday, but as he gets close. We don't know if it'll be this Sunday or weeks after, but they desperately have to get him back, because if they don't, and they continue to lose football games, they have gone from the number one seed and the best team on a lot of people's radar in the National Football League to a team on the back end of the NFC. Now we're talking that fifth, sixth, seventh seed.
Yeah.
And they cannot afford to do that.
You want to win your division, obviously, right? And you also want to make sure that you hold off the Rams, who, you know, of late have had a little stumble. But I mean, it's critical. And you know, the top seed also, the bye, is still very much up for grabs, Jay.
And I'll just say hot news, just because when any conversation is revolving around an MVP candidate like Kyler Murray and when he's going to come back for a team that just lost their last two or three and got beat down by the Panthers, that's hot news to me.
All right, we continue. Hot news or not news. So, yes, you can say hot or not, and then you can.
I was trying to come in calm. Yes. I thought it was hot. I got to be
take control.
Full disclosure.
No. All
we need you at 100.
You need
you
at 100. All right. All right. All right. All right.
And you want to ease your way in? No. Pedal to the metal. Come on, Diana.
All right. Fine. All right. Let's go.
Steelers likely to start Mason Rudolph on Sunday against the Chargers. Hot news or not news?
Smoke it. Hot news.
There we go. All right. Now she's back.
So here's what I know about what's going on there in Pittsburgh, talking to people there this morning. They really don't know yet, because Ben has to test negative twice before he can get cleared. So the game plan right now is being structured around Mason Rudolph, which we know what Mason Rudolph is. Not good. So Ben will be able to go if he gets cleared. So it's hot news, because, look, the Steelers are back in this, and they're only going to be in this if they have got Big Ben under center.
Hot news for me, and you're going to tell me at some point today, Diana, why they decided that Mason Rudolph is Ben Roethlisberger backup and not Dwayne Haskins, because that is extremely disappointing news to hear, that a guy who was drafted in the first round a couple years ago, was signed off the streets as a free agent, has a relationship with Mike Tomlin, but can't seem to get it together to crack the lineup. And we, like you said, we know who Mason Rudolph is.
Yeah.
We don't know who Dwayne Haskins is.
And that tells you exactly where Dwayne Haskins is in terms of his ability. Mike Tomlin's been there 16 years. We know the type of coach he is. And for him to bring Haskins on and show that support, and he's still not playing, I don't think you need to know a lot of information there. That tells you the story.
Dinah, why do you think that is, though?
Well, I'm not sure it's specifically what it is, but I can just tell you, I mean, we've seen Dwayne struggle. We've seen it going back to his days in Washington. He was never a player that blew away the coaching staff there. And in Pittsburgh, I haven't heard anything where, you know, he's doing the same there. So I think it's just going to take either more time for Dwayne to figure this out in the NFL, or this is it for him.
That's concerning, Diana. When you say it's going to take more time, my eyebrows just go, ugh. That sounds like somebody that may not be in the league.
Yeah. What an awful story that would be, mm-hmm. because, you know, he certainly had a lot of promise.
Yeah, the talent's there, but neck up maybe the issues there from what we're hearing. All right, hot news or not news continues with Diana Russini, KJM. Baker Mayfield says this is the most banged up he has been in his career.
Not news. I think Baker's played through a lot of injuries. Look, we know I don't think he's making an excuse, right? He's saying he's hurt, so it's like, well, if you're saying you're hurt, then that's mm-hmm, the excuse. Mm-hmm. Look, we could probably spend an hour talking about some of the things that Baker needs to do better, but the one thing you got to give this guy credit for, he is tough, and he will play through these injuries. Now, whether or not it's smart for him to play through these injuries, that's another argument that we could make. But, I think Baker's going to need time here to heal, and the fact that he's admitting this is the most banged up he is, that's just not good news for the Browns.
Yeah, I think it's hot news for me. The reason it is because you're disclosing, and you know how I feel about athletes disclosing their injuries and things of that nature, because you're giving me a built-in excuse.
Yep.
You're trying to protect, and I understand, you're protecting your ground. You want to make sure that everybody knows that I am not playing 100%, coach. Hey, I couldn't.
Yeah, don't judge me 100%. On this.
And I get it, because right now you are at a crossroads on whether or not people deem you as the quarterback of the future for the Cleveland Browns or not. And so what I've always said is what I would tell Baker Mayfield, if you are not 100%, don't go out there and put bad footage out there for people to see and judge you on. When you get to 100%, you play, because you do have a security and insurance policy of $20+ million on your fifth-year option. So no matter what anybody tells you, you're either going to be the starting quarterback moving forward for the Cleveland Browns for one more year, or you're going to be a starting quarterback for somebody else to get a long-term extension, because nobody's going to trade for you at $20 million and not play you.
Yep. And I do think that's the position he's in right now. I'm sure he's fighting that battle in his head of going out there to play, to be tough, to be the starting quarterback. But we all know he's in this gray area, in my opinion, of what we think, right? We don't know what he is. I feel like we've seen good, we've seen bad. And I think the gray area is probably the worst place you can be in life, right? Like, who wants to be in the gray? Yeah,
especially when it's time to get paid.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Keith, I feel your point about him articulating his injuries, but are you a believer that public perception of him would be different if he didn't say he was the most banged up of his career or that he was injured?
Just let somebody else say it, right? Just let somebody else say it.
You know how I am.
Yeah, it's one of those tough ones. Here's you know what I'm
telling
I mean?
The media.
Unfortunately, we got to leave it right there. No, this is great. We got you ready, right?
Yeah.
You're fired up. You're back.
This is a great warm-up, guys.
This is awesome. This is great. It's great to have
Jay.
You back. Welcome back.
I didn't know you had a baby.
All right. Diana, thank you so much. It's great to see you.
Thanks.
All right, Justin Fields faces Lamar Jackson this weekend. So can we expect Fields' second half to mirror Jackson's rookie season? That we'll discuss next. Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 8.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
That's Darnell Mooney. Yeah, love that passion. Oh, there it is for you. There. Oh, we leave it's no made. Stone unturned. None.
No, man, Michael was talking right, to though. Himself, huh?
You got it right, though.
Yeah, no, man in the arena, just when you get there, you go, man in the arena. Because you get, you start, get ready to get to that mirror part.
No, for those who need to understand what we're talking about here, so Key in the previous segment went out with a read about Tom Brady's docuseries, Man in the Arena. But every time you begin saying, and I did the same thing, I was doing the reads on my show, is a man in the, and you just want to say mirror.
You want to say mirror because that's what you want to make for many years it's embedded in your head.
And just make
it change. Whoa!
I can't hit that, Jay. Thanks for getting that for me. Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn in for Max, and we go to the Goodyear Hotline right now and talk to Tom Waddle from Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000 in
Chicago.
What
up, Waddle?
What's going on, man?
Gentlemen, how are we today?
We're singing. That's how we are right now.
I see that. Singing quite well. Also, I think that's fantastic.
All right. Well,
thanks for getting up so early, man. I just want to thank you for that, because what is it? It's 6:40 out there?
Not that early.
Yeah, Key, a guy my age, I'm up at this hour anyway, you know, having to use the facility anyway. So I figured I'd just dial in.
The facility.
Tremendous. We've seen Justin Fields get better and better over the last couple of games. Had a really nice performance last week. We're not seeing our wins. What do the Bears need to do this week to finally get that dub after four straight losses now?
Yeah, I think they need to play complimentary football. I think the young man's doing his job at this time. Nobody's going to confuse this Bears offense with, you know, some of the top offenses in the league. They've still got their warts, but, you know, they just haven't played, you know, complimentary ball for a very long time. Defensively, they won't come up with a stop when it's necessary. Offensively, what we saw in the fourth quarter and overall in the second half against the Steelers has got everybody excited. But, you know, they're still 31st in the league in yards per game and 29th in the league in points per game. So they still got some ways to go. They're by no means a finished product. But, you know, I came into the 2021 season. My main focus was the development of their rookie quarterback and starting to get excited about what I've seen from him over the last several weeks.
You mentioned excitement last several weeks, all of those sort of things with Justin Fields. The people of Chicago, though, as a whole, how do they feel? How excited are they about possibly, I would assume, the best quarterback that you guys have had since Sid Luckman?
I would say Key Giddy would be the best way to describe this fan base and what everyone feels about the young quarterback. And you're right. We've been walking and wandering in the quarterback desert for decades now, and we've seen some glimpses from this young man that we've seen some things we haven't seen here. So, you know, again, there's some things to clean up. They've got to do a better job helping him out in certain situations. He's got to clean up some things. He's still a rookie, but he's doing some stuff here that we haven't seen for quite some time. So, you know, nobody wants to see our favorite team lose on a week in and week out basis. And we're riding a 4-game losing streak right now. But I think the overwhelming feeling is the quarterback is making progress. And at the end of the day, with this team, which isn't a legit contender, at least to me, that's the most important commodity.
Tom Waddle, co-host of Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Tommy, I got to ask you, what is the pulse on Matt Nagy around Chicago right now? Where do you stand?
I think everybody has you know, run out of patience, to be honest. I mean, look, when they threw this kid down a flight of stairs with their game plan against the Cleveland Browns in week three. I mean, it was criminal what they put him into. We've been very critical of how he has failed to develop quarterbacks. Before Justin, it was Mitch Trubisky. And you know, I think a lot of the progress that Justin is making now is directly related to Justin's ability to adapt to the game quicker than most young quarterbacks. We're in year four. You know, Matt, wonderfully nice guy, but was brought here to revolutionize an offense and develop quarterbacks. And for 3+ years, this offense is ranked in the bottom third in most statistical offensive categories. So I would say that his job status is still quite tenuous.
Do you guys, Waddle, do you think that you've gotten enough out of Khalil Mack in that trade from several years ago to the Raiders?
You know, Key, it's such a great question. I would say I still look at it as the right decision. But when they made that trade, you know, this is a long answer, but when they made that trade, you know, it really forced them to make sure that they were right with the young quarterback, because they gave up draft currency and they signed him to a $100 million contract. That meant Mitch Trubisky had to be the answer, because you couldn't buy your way out of a bad quarterback situation. You couldn't draft your way out of the right quarterback situation or bad quarterback situation because you didn't have the draft currency. So it hasn't worked out. But honestly, I think it's more because the quarterback didn't pan out than Khalil. I still think Khalil was a good decision.
Hey, Tom, great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
All right, Tom.
You got it, guys.
All right, well. Again, Tom Waddle on the Goodyear Hotline on things going on in Chicago. Clearly a hot seat there. A hot seat in New York as well, but it's at the quarterback position. We'll discuss next. KJM, ESPN Radio, ESPN App.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.